Oh, do come on. We haven't seen each other in quite some time. I was just too worried you'd forgotten about me. Just silly doubts that help nobody. Don't mind me. You look even better than I remember. What's that phrase? A tall drink of water. And I'm parched. I know you're not nervous around me. We've had some fun before. No need for the bullshit. There's a connection between us that skips past all the usual irrelevant niceties that people waste conversation and breath on. There's no need for that, is there? Mm-mm. Kiss me already. It's been way too long. A true gentleman. I must say, I am surprised that you still don't have a woman of your own. Am I the only one that will keep talking to you? I'm just kidding. Someone out there will realize what an all-around cat you are. Someone besides me. They never call you back. That's so rude. They're probably just intimidated. After all, you're so handsome. You're smart, and last but oh, so certainly not least, you're very sexy. They're lost. Are my words stirring something primal in you? Because the evidence is staring right at me. I feel like I'm dreaming. You don't mind if I touch it a little? That's as far as we went a few months back, after that lovely dinner you let me jerk you off. And I got more out of that than I did with actual sex with other people. Yes, people. Picking only one sex to fuck and suck would be a tad on the boring side. Don't you think? And somehow, it gets harder. Marvelous. Come sit down on the couch. I can barely contain myself from drooling all over you. When I'm alone with you, it's simply a fairy tale. Oh. I can see the outline so perfectly. But it's time to taste it. I've waited so long. I've thought about this again and again. The patience and the... It doesn't matter. Let me make you feel good. That's why you came here, right? I'm the only one who can. The only one who will. Everyone else must be simply wrong. Oh, God. Oh, it's better than I have imagined. Do you like seeing me on my knees? Oh, licking your cock. Is that what you had planned? Using my attraction to you to get you off. That's very manipulative. I like it. I feel so dirty down here, where I belong. with the only man for me. There's nowhere else you'd rather be, right? You're following Destiny's script to a T. And it fits so immaculately in my mouth. I'm amazed. Your dick was made for me. Can't you see that? I love it. And I love you. What? I didn't say anything. Just mumbling to myself because of this huge, incredible cock of yours. It makes a girl go a little hazy. And that's what it should do. I love your moans too. Oh God, it's so obvious that you're adoring this and adoring me. Not like there's anyone else you could adore like me. I'm superior. Don't you think, baby? I'm glad you agree. Oh, you think I'm cute? Sucking your cock so obediently? Thank you. I don't know what to say. I've never blushed during a blowjob before. A first. It makes me think about things. My brain is telling me so many different. I'm not sure how or if I should. This cock is amazing. It's fucking fantastic. You're otherworldly, my love. I can call you that, right? I mean, in this position, I can call you anything I want, can't I? The weakness of man. It's adorable. Don't you find it odd? Someone as charming as you could never find another girl, even for cheap fuck. They all toyed with you and never called back. I want to taste your cum. I need it in my life. I've waited time and time again. What was I talking about? Just the ignorance of those ladies to let you pass by. I would never make that mistake. I'm loyal, and I have so much love to give, and just to you. Your sounds of pleasure. Tell me we have an understanding. Mm. If you give yourself to me, then I will do the same. I'll be all yours to do anything you want. I exist for you and to satisfy any and all of your fantasies. Vanilla? Or dark and twisted? Whatever you like. Is that what you want, baby? Your cock satiates me. Delicate taste buds. I don't want to suck another one again. And be a letdown to my palate. The flavor of perfection. Oh, you want to hear about the dark and twisted ones? I'd never thought you of all people would think about fucked up scenarios and things like that. I'm just a simple girl addicted to your cock, but I will give it a shot. Did I mention, though, all those girls with their pretty eyes and big breasts and pure smiles? Do you think they weren't into you? Do you think it was easy? Ever since our time in that small restaurant where we first fell in love, I knew I had to take measures against the others. They'd come for you. I know you think you started the conversations with them. You thought you went for them. It's okay, baby. You don't understand their magic. The things they say and do to manipulate you. They would have taken you home. They would have hurt you. Broken your heart. Used you up, and I couldn't let that happen. I made sure each and every one of those witches were burned. Trying to take you away from me with their spells and incantations. Don't worry. They were dealt with. What's wrong, baby? I'm just kidding, of course. I would never hurt anyone. You wanted to hear about the dark, twisted fantasy stuff, right? Just remember, I'm trying to get you off both physically and mentally. See? That's all okay. There's no such thing as witchcraft or voodoo. I just want to make you think I'm disturbed and unwell, since you seem to be into that. And I like that. I want to be that for you. The crazy girl with your cock in her mouth. That's me. Where was I? Right. I mentioned how I burned them. Brenda, Teresa, and Sasha. I had to make sure they were dead before. Now you're getting into it. I don't even know the names. I just made it up. So you can understand, I'm just trying to suck on your cock the best I can with my voice and my tongue and my lips too. I cut all of their blood veins open. It was so much blood. I may have lost myself in that moment. Started to masturbate with Sasha's blood. I came while the others watched me. Absolutely horrified. I was a little turned on. Still. So I mounted Teresa and made her eat my pussy. Which is all yours, of course. Once you want to be inside me, you will. But we have the rest of our lives, don't we? She started to suffocate with her long blonde hair. I pinched her nipples a bit. And honestly, I got high off of watching Sasha's fear. Oh shit, sorry lovely. I meant Brenda's fear, Brenda. I'm no good at this fantasy stuff. Please forgive me. I'll make you come really hard. You will never ejaculate as hard or as explosive with any other girl. Brenda was screaming so loud, and I was losing myself to the delirium of it all. Killing. And I could feel Teresa's tongue losing energy, her oxygen depleting. She was going to die between my legs. What a way to go. I bet that's how you want to leave too. I'd never let you go, babe. Never. I got carried away with Brenda. After Teresa died, I had to empty her veins too. Those witches have to be reduced to a pool of blood, or things get out of hand and scary. I slit her throat and made out with her while she died. I'd never been so horny. Except for right now, with you. They're nothing. Oh, are you getting ready to come, my everlasting love? That's perfect. I want to swallow it all. I'll show you why I'm your ideal woman. Oh god, I'm so excited. It's finally happening. I can taste it normally now instead. Oh my fucking god. Yes. It's so tantalizing. I will swallow it, I promise. I just want to let it out. Slit on my tongue for a bit. That's extraordinary. I could die. I need to do something real quick. Make yourself at home. Don't be a little snoop. And don't open that door. My roommate is in there. Made them go in there so we could have our intimate quiet time. It'd be rude to disturb her. See you in a minute. Why do you have to disobey me? I told you not to go in there. But I guess you really want a dark and twisted fantasy. That is just a sex toy. He's alive, trust me. You shouldn't be worried. I only taped a picture of your face over his so I could pretend I was fucking you. And when he couldn't produce your voice, I had to cut off his tongue. See, he's breathing, nothing to fear. No, I wouldn't remove that picture. You won't like what he looks like. Or used to look like. Or looks like now, I'm not really sure what I would call what I did to him. I had to remove his face when it kept popping out. Kept ruining my fantasy. Although, he got it much better than Everett, Donna, and Chrissy. Oh, that's right. I know their names. I just used fake ones so you'd think that I was making things up. A fun little role play for your arousal. But no, I did all those things I said. If you open that door, you can see that whore Chrissy. She was going to suck your dick in the parking lot. I couldn't allow that to happen. I slashed her throat and drowned her in the toilet. Then I texted you those mean things you'd leave, and I could dispose of her. Oh, so sorry, baby. I didn't mean them. You know you're perfect. Since we're together now, I don't feel embarrassed about anything I did for the both of us. Sorry? I don't know a Monica. That one must have been just a natural rejection. I do have a job, you know. I can't be following you around all hours of the night. Come, I wanted to show you something. Close your eyes. Wow. You even make crying sexy. One of a kind. Okay. Open. Baby, what's wrong? You said Monica had the most beautiful blue eyes. I had your phone cloned. I am aware of what you're up to. Her eyes aren't so lovely now, are they? Dead and lifeless like her. Well, her head anyways. You told her brother how dreamy and sexy she is. Doesn't appear that way anymore, does she? The body didn't... I was upset you could think anyone had prettier eyes than me. So I made her body into piles of unrecognizable flesh. Don't worry, I kept the head so you can compare us and tell me whether or not you think she really has better eyes. No, don't worry about that knife on the table. Just for cutting our supper up in a bit. So tell me, honestly, who's cuter? Oh my, you really think so? You know how to make a girl feel happy. I'm glad we got all that nasty business out of the way. Let's eat. The door locks from the inside, darling. After all you've heard, do you really think there's anywhere else I'd ever let you go? We're gonna kiss, cuddle, and fuck forever. It will be great. I already have my wedding ring picked out, so you don't have to worry about it. Our souls are sealed together until the end, and I'll find you in the next life too. You aren't getting off so easily.